This is an out loud recording of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Hey everyone, and welcome back to r/IDoWorkHereLady, the subreddit where people tell stories of mistaken identity. Today's post: arrested because I do work here. Some parts of this posting are going to be difficult to explain for reasons that will become apparent as you read through it, and a lot of details have been left out for obvious reasons. Well over 20 years ago now, I was working for a UK government department as part of a team that dealt with what would today be loosely called cybercrime and national security. I was not a civil servant, but I was employed jointly by the Ministry of Defense, MOD, and the Home Office, HO. It was a civilian organization, but we were all given a military rank by the MOD corresponding to the Army rank system, and depending on how far our responsibility ran. My main job was finding things that the bad guys had tried to hide on computers and other electronic devices. Remember, this was well over 20 years ago, and things were a lot simpler in those days. Think Windows 3.1 and basic programming. And computer nerds were somewhat of a rare animal in those days. Real dinosaur days, no mobile phones even. And mobile walkie-talkies were the size, shape, and weight of the average household brick. When asked, members of the team regularly went out to gather evidence at various crime scenes. We worked alongside numerous police forces throughout the UK and could be called out anywhere, from Cornwall and the Channel Islands in the south to the Outer Hebrides in the far north, all at a moment's notice. One day, we got a call from the London Metropolitan Police, the Met, to attend a raid on a property in North London that was to take place very early the following morning. I don't know how it happened, but I was the only member of the team available, so I got assigned to go with the Met and take possession of any computers that might be found during the raid and hold onto them for continuity reasons in case things found on said computers were ever used in court. For security reasons, I was confined to the office overnight until I was taken to the address the following morning. I was never very good at sleeping in or on an office chair, so it was not exactly a restful or comfortable night. On arrival at the address of the raid, I am the only person there not in uniform, but I do don a white coverall garment and plastic gloves and overshoes. I enter the building and am escorted to a room with a number of computers, along with one or two Commodore and four or more Spectrum ZX computers. This will give you an idea of the time period if you know computer history. If not, just Google the names. There was a Tower PC at the scene, something very rare in those days. The Tower PC had two rather large hard drives. This was very rare and obviously very expensive as well, so something of interest. I was left on my own to do what it was I was there to do and took out the tools to do the job. I had just started to dismantle the tower computer when a voice from behind me shouted, "Hey you! Step away from that thing!" I was a bit confused by the approach and attitude, so I shuffled around in a kneeling position and looked at what I saw was a Met Police Constable, PC, standing in the doorway. I said something to the effect that I was removing the hard drives, and he just shouted again, "I said step away from that thing! You are interfering with evidence!" Without trying to get up, I tried to explain again what I was doing. With hindsight, I should have said who I was rather than what I was doing. Next thing I know, I am lying face down and the PC was handcuffing me and yelling for support. Didn't use the term backup in those days, hadn't seen all those US cop shows on the TV yet. So there I was, face down, wearing the same white coverall suit, with the same plastic gloves and overshoes the PC had on, but I was the one wearing handcuffs and apparently under arrest. Eventually, and it seemed a long time, I had never been handcuffed before, so that would have made it appear longer in my mind, but eventually, a police superintendent, a super, appeared on the scene, saw who I was, and turned to face the arresting PC. He looked him up and down, slowly. I shall never forget the conversation that followed. Super: "And you are?" PC: "PC Z123, changed for obvious reasons. Super: "And what is all the row about?" PC: "I have arrested a civilian who was impersonating a police officer and tampering with evidence, sir." Super: "And he is? What is his name? What was he doing?" PC. Don't know, sir. I saw him tampering with that thing, points to the tower computer. I told him to stop and step away, but he refused, so I arrested him and handcuffed him to save the evidence. Super. And who is he? PC. Don't know, sir. Just a civilian. Super. Well, let me tell you then. That civilian is the representative of the government department, and his job is to secure evidence that his department is going to examine for the Met. Furthermore, his rank outranks me. He is the equivalent of a chief superintendent. I am just a superintendent. What rank are you? And he stressed the last word. Constable? I was released by a very embarrassed PC and helped to my feet. The PC was then told to guard the door and to stay there, not to move, and not to let anyone interfere with what I was doing. I finished the job, got all the evidence bagged and tagged, as you would say today, we never used that phrase back then, and left. I thanked the PC very politely as I left with all the evidence and was driven back to my office where I logged everything and placed it in a secure holding room until I could get at least 8 hours sleep so that I would be fresh for work when I started on the hard drives and tapes I had retrieved. Yes, computers used cassette tapes for data and program storage, way back then. To conclude, I found what the Met were looking for in and on the suspect's computers, the tapes and discs, plus loads of other stuff the Met did not know of before the raid. The Met charged him and a couple of others with numerous offenses under the Defense of the Realm Act. Note, our department never charged anyone with any offense. The Met had a branch dedicated to this and always took over the case when it went to court, regardless of where the offenses took place. Whenever possible, our department was never even mentioned during any trial. In fact, my boss's boss was the first throughout the department's history to reveal that the department actually existed. She was also the first director to reveal her name to the press. Nowadays, the department even has a telephone openly available in telephone directories. But that is by the way. Anyway, the outcome was that the bad guys all got to go to trial and each got a long sentence for what was basically endangering the state, plus some extra smuggling and trafficking offenses that got taken into consideration. As a bonus, the day following the raid, I got a full 12 plus hours sleep in a comfortable bed and was woken the following morning by the girlfriend, who was later to be my wife, with a kiss and the best cup of cappuccino coffee I have ever tasted. That is the story of how I got, quote, arrested for doing my job as instructed and got thrown to the ground and handcuffed despite saying to the PC at the time, but police officer, I do work here. So that's it for the post, guys, and this one is great. A little bit of a different spin on an I do work here kind of post. And you gotta imagine the smug feeling for this guy when the constable is told that he is outranked by the guy he has in handcuffs. Just chef's kiss. It's so good. I hope you guys enjoyed this post as much as I did. If you did, if you have any similar stories, if you've ever been confused for someone else or had somebody question whether or not you're where you're supposed to be when you definitely are, we'd love to hear your stories and your reactions down in the comments below. As always, if you like the post, leave a like or a comment to contribute to that discussion below. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to see more and hear more posts from r/I do work here lady and other subreddits in the future, please subscribe. Thank you so much for watching and for listening.
Enjoying the podcast? An easy and effective way to support us is to simply subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description box below. It would mean so much to us. As always, thank you for listening.